This is the Skirted Roundtable. I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
I'm Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb with Code to Texas.
And today we're going to be talking about our blogs, how we select our topics for our blogs, our content focus, what makes the cut if we're making a decision about a particular blog post. For mine, I really tried, and I decided this right from the get-go, that I was going to focus very strictly on interior design, because that's my focus, and I didn't want to get too broad a topic. But I have done, you know, if I can find the interiors or architecture or the built environment connection to something that I do, or I've done or I'm covering, then I'll throw it in there. Like I wanted to do a little celebrity name dropping, and I was at an event with the actor Chris Cooper, and I had my picture taken with him, so of course I wanted to put that on my blog. But the event was held at a historic home, and so I did the blog post about the historic home. And oh, by the way, here I am with Chris Cooper. So I'll do that, but I always try to really hew tightly to my subject matter.
And see, I came about it differently than I think both of you, because Joni, I think you're more like Linda in that way. I felt that I had so much to say about design. My background is in fine arts. I was an illustrator to begin with, and my father's an architect, so I just sort of through osmosis have an appreciation for architecture. I have an appreciation for, fine art and a lot of graphic art. And so I didn't want to stop just there. You know, I wanted to be able to bring in all that interests me and everything that influences design and interior design as well. It's heavier on the interior design side, but it definitely goes off. Sometimes I'm just really about photography. Sometimes I'm about fine art. So mine goes all over the place as far as art goes. I even bring fashion in sometimes and music, because I think all of those things are part and parcel to design.
I think of the fine art and photography as, you know, things that would go in the home or things that are depicting the home. So that to me, I would include those too.
Right. And when I come in, because I think my background, my education is in fine art, and I think that I can actually appreciate certain, for instance, fabrics, because I see the influence and where they began. You know, what influenced that? And I feel that there's such a trickle down, especially you see things crossing over in the fashion world, and, you know, in all of these, in photography, and I see the influence of all those mediums coming into interior design as well.
My blog, when I started, I even put this on my mission statement. I was going to talk about French design, because that's what I like, and that was going to be it. And of course, it didn't work that way. I do talk mostly about interior design and houses, but my thing is, I think I just like to, usually what happens is I will be internet surfing and something will get my attention, and then I try to flesh that out into a, you know, well-researched topic. It's usually something that I'm just personally interested in.
You do like the most in-depth research on your posts.
Well, because that's what I like, you know, and once I start writing about it, I just want to be thorough. For instance, the Grey Gardens, I know everyone has done it to death and everything, but I didn't feel that there was any place where you could actually go see the house, how it was before, how it is now, and how it is in the movie. What were the differences? You know, is it real in the movie? What difference did Sally Quinn bring to the house as opposed to the Beals? You know, I really wanted to in-depth research it myself. Now, do I think many people will read that? No. It was really done for myself and a few people that, you know, might be interested in the house in the degree that I am. So I do know that, you know, I've lost readers with it, but it was something I had to do for myself.
And see, I'm inclined if suddenly, for instance, I do movies because I love movies, but if suddenly a movie hits, like last year it was Does Pettigrew Lives for a Day, and suddenly everybody was doing it and I was going to do it, but then everybody else did it, so I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just like, you know,
right,
everyone else is doing it. That just turns me off, in a way.
Well, that me too. I agree. I do that too. I will say, I'm not doing it. Everyone's done it. But there was just something about this house that I had to put it all together for myself, you know. So I didn't breathe for 4 days.
How long does it take you? Because, Joni, you do these. They're just so expensive. And
it took me 4 days to get the Grey Gardens out. Because, well, I couldn't get, you know, it took me hours to look at one room and decide where on the floor plan is that bedroom.
Funny, because that's one thing, every time I see those rooms, I keep thinking about that too. That house,
well, it's all fair, Megan.
I know, I need to go back and read it. I just got so overwhelmed by all the Grey Garden stuff. I really did not read another thing. But yeah, so that's why I sort of, at this point, was like, I can't read any more Grey Gardens. I did one tiny post, and it was more about their jewelry, because she had this incredible necklace on in this photograph, and I couldn't stop thinking about it, so
okay.
I had to share.
So, do you guys follow any kind of, like, thematic or content schedule, so to speak? Or have you ever done that sort of thing?
Never.
No. I tried in the beginning. I thought, hey, if I'm going to be doing this constantly, I should have a formula that I sort of, every day I have a certain thing in my head that I sort of plug in, and that way it'll help me keep on track.
Well, but Megan, you do Peace Out Friday, and I've always been jealous of that. I am jealous of bloggers that every day they have, you know, Peace Out Friday, Tablescape Thursday, you know, whatever.
I know. I know. There's. I wish I had thought of some of the ones I've seen, like, what's it, that Rhonda Carmen, all the best, does, the Soup Sunday. I'm like, it's brilliant.
I know, that
the
is brilliant.
I think it's Soup Saturday, though.
Oh, I don't even know. All I know is that the only time I put a recipe on my blog, the author of the recipe, and by the way, it was for pumpkin seed roasting. She wrote me an email, and she was livid. Apparently, I wasn't allowed to even giving her credit and links to her site, I wasn't allowed to do that. So I thought, God, I'll never do that again.
Simply Salita, she does Silent Wednesday or Wordless Wednesday. And she just puts a pretty picture on every Wednesday. And I think, oh, God, why can't I do that?
Something, you know, very simple, although she probably spends a lot of time thinking about what that picture is.
So it looks like a cop-out. It does. You have to kind of really think about it. You can't just toss, you know, anything up.
I do have some regular content, but I don't necessarily do it every week. So, for instance, I have my Travel Tuesday post because it's alliterative, but I don't do it every week. I generally tend to be very reactive to what comes at me. So if I see a cool hotel or something, then it'll be like, oh, well, I'll put it up on Tuesday. Or I started to try to
do... So you don't do it every Tuesday?
No, I don't do it every Tuesday. I started to do this Music Hall Monday thing in the beginning of the year because I have a background in music and as a performer. And so I thought if I could do, you know, famous music halls around the world and then, you know, pull in a YouTube video that had a piece of music that was being performed in that hall and people could play that and read it, it would be sort of a, you know, multi-sensory experience. But it ended up being an enormous amount of work, more than I would have thought, and not a lot of response. Like, I, you know, it just sort of felt like it was, eh. Although I get a lot of hits on them because people Google the concert halls. So I've tried to do that stuff mainly because I thought I in trying to focus my blog more like a magazine that has regular features. I tried to do it, but I can't say I'm all that.
I like, Linda, that you do, you know, I noticed that you were doing the I think it's Thursday you said, you know, you do the hotel or travel.
Tuesday. Travel Tuesday.
Okay, Travel Tuesday. One other thing, God, you know, there's a couple of bloggers that are advertising, you know, I have sponsors that are hotel groups, and, you know, they have the best hotels, and so now they've kind of, you know, you can't get those great hotels anymore because, you know, they've kind of got the lock on it, so... It's hard. The competition is fierce out there now with so many blogs to be original.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's very, very hard.
When do you guys decide not to do a post? Have you thought of, you know, something you've thought of and then you go, well.
Oh, all the time. I'll spend time on one and then go, why did I think this was interesting? A lot of times something inspires me and I sit down to write and I'll get into the writing of it and all of a sudden I think, I actually have nothing to say about this. I thought it was really great, but now it's bouncing me on to another subject. So really, this was just sort of an inspiration rather than maybe a...
Yeah, I don't... I usually, once I start, I will... Sometimes if it's something I'll Google it to see if anyone else has hit on it.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's a really good idea. Because there's
And
nothing worse than finding than having someone email you and go, "Hey, I did a post on that last week."
yeah, it used to freak me out in the beginning. When I first started blogging, I thought, I have so much to say about all this stuff, and it's so original. And then I discovered, well, no, it's already been everything I wanted to talk about had been covered by Peak or Stylesport, and I was so upset about it. And Patricia, my friend from Canada, she said, it doesn't matter. Give it your own voice. And you know what? She was right. So I'm not as inclined to worry. Like, I knew everyone had talked about Grey Gardens ad nauseum, and there was not much left to say, but I didn't care. I really wanted, like I said, to put the house together for everybody. When it's something that's topical, like Obama's furniture that he had ordered, I did Google it to see if anyone else had talked about it, and they had, so I went with it.
You went with what? You went ahead and did the.
It was the first item that had been discovered that he bought. It was a bed,
Oh, from Leonard's, yeah.
and for the White House. Yeah, and I saw it somewhere in the news, and I thought, huh, that would be a good topic. Checked to see if anyone had done it. They hadn't.
You went ahead anyway, is what you're saying, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because no one else had done it, and I think if someone else had, I wouldn't have done it.
When I started blogging, I did what probably a lot of bloggers do, or maybe not. I would take my decorating magazines and look through and say, okay, well, I'll find some products I like and do some posts on the products I like. And that's when I realized that because the power of the blogs is that we can post things right away. So when I started Googling some of these products, I realized that some of the bloggers had already posted, 6 months before, but it was just making a magazine then, and that's what made me realize, I couldn't get my content from already printed magazines because I wanted to be more original, or at least not just do the same post someone else did.
Which I think that if you're a beginner blogger, that is a cautionary hint because I do think that a lot of people think that, they can start blogging by just scanning their shots of things they like out of magazines. And they can go ahead and do that. It's just that they have to understand that most of us have already seen those. Maybe take those images and write and copy, and like Joni's saying, give your perspective on it. Write about what you like. Find something and why do you like it? What's your opinion about the photograph rather than just, posting
The pretty picture.
that.
There's a lot of that going on the design blogs today. A lot of, I like it, and it's a picture from a magazine that, it's just boring. It's just boring.
Well, because we were all reading the same magazine, so there was the whole, if you guys remember, the whole Drew Barrymore Domino thing last year when Domino magazine pitched a whole bunch of bloggers and we all posted these, fabulous pictures that we thought we had the inside scoop on Drew Barrymore's office, decorated, I guess.
I was not in the loop on that one. I didn't get
You didn't get the pitch. Well,
I didn't even know that.
oh,
No, I
because it
didn't know
actually
that.
made the Washington Post. That was one of the Terry Sapienza blog watch things with all the people, and I hated that. I hated the fact that I was one of many that were like, "Oh, how cool is this?" Because we all, I think, that was that moment of feeling like we're recognized by the magazines, but all we really ended up doing was everybody was promoting Domino magazine simultaneously. So we became, the. As I put it in a blog piece right after the shills for Domino at that moment.
What about Ballard Design? How many of us were involved in that one?
I think three.
I don't know. I wasn't on that memo. What, tell me about that.
They had a interior designer, James Swan, did real rooms in a real home from all Ballard stuff and did a whole photo shoot. And they pitched Joni and me and Paloma. Was it?
Yeah.
La Dolce Vita. So, but, and they were a little coy about the fact that they were pitching us, but I think they did target us as opposed to it going to 20 bloggers. There may have been some bloggers who didn't take them up on it, that we don't know about, but.
And then what did they do? They expected you guys to post it? Or what did you, what do
We all did. We all posted the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Well,
We
we
all
pitched.
called it an explosive.
Told it was an explosive?
I didn't ask, to be honest.
Oh, I always ask.
because I've learned my lesson down these ridiculous posts. And then I go through everyone's blogs. I do my little daily blog hopping, and everyone's doing the same thing. And I finally learned, and I know Joni remembers this one particular time. I always ask, you know, can I have this? Is this my exclusive? I get this, you know, nobody else. And generally, I never hear back from them, or they say yes. You got it, it's yours. Because you do feel like a shill.
Yeah.
Why not? It's free advertising for them. If you're the, you know, if you're their PR person, that's an easy way to go.
Although I do think the three of us took kind of different takes on the Ballard design too. They weren't.
I'm sorry. The only bad thing about that is, I think the three of us, Paloma, you, and I, are in the same group. There are other design groups. Go outside our design group. You know, go to the cottage, you know, ladies.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Go to the pink and green ladies. You know, they're all different groups within the design group. You don't have to go to the same one, you know.
That would have been a really good idea, because even, you know, I read a lot of the more bohemian sort of indie interior designers too, and would have been a really good one, because you would have definitely gotten a wider range of opinions and perceptions of what they finally did.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because there are definitely very clear different types of design blocks out there, you know. And I think you, Linda, and Paloma, we are in the same, you know, group. So why target one group?
Because they know that you all are going to probably speak more favorably, because your design aesthetic
right.
tends to keep Ballard.
They targeted us exactly, that we would be interested in, we would do them justice, so to speak. Okay, well, this has been the Skirted Roundtable with Joni Webb from Cote de Texas, Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.